This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Outside of Will Fuller, and I got to say, some of you out there, you're so ridiculous. Seriously. Like, you know, you some of you out there. See, this is the reason why sometimes people don't respect fans, because fans are insensitive. Fans say stupid things. A lot of times fans don't think before they actually say something. And you know, some of you out there like, Fuller is fleecing the Dolphins of $10 million. The guy has a personal issue. Sounds like something with his family or something like that. If it's making him, you know, miss practice and miss the game, who knows what's going on? Have some respect, man. Something's going on with the guy. It has nothing to do with an injury. And here's the other thing. You know why, you know, whoever put there on fleecing the Dolphins, how it's a stupid comment? I don't think you realize this. Will Fuller needs this season more than the Dolphins. Will Fuller needs this season more than Tua does, more than Flo does, more than anybody on the Dolphins. He's only got a one-year deal because nobody would give him a multi-year deal. So this is a prove-it-like deal. And then he gets older and older if this year tacks on. So for him, whatever personal issue it is, you know, I wish him the best on that personal issue. We don't know what it is. Give them you know, you guys overreact about something like somebody, cut his ass. Well, how do you know what's going on has nothing to do with him? It's something out of control. How do you know he doesn't have somebody really sick? How do you know there wasn't a tragedy in his family or something? And you're going to allow somebody to take care of your family first. I mean, this is why, what was it? The dude yesterday that was offsides was getting death threats. Seriously, you're a fan. You're gonna send death threats because your Giants lost. How pathetic can you be? And it's just sad sometimes. Some of you, you know, you gotta kind of take a step back and maybe grow up too a little bit. Maybe, you know what? Take a moment and chill out, bro. I mean, give me a break, dude. We have no idea what the hell's going on with the guy. Now, if he's constantly getting injured, then I'm with you. Cut him, move on, whatever. But it doesn't seem like it's an injury right now. Has nothing to do with an injury. It's a personal issue. So let's respect that at least. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing we missed. Preston Williams is improving with the knee. He won't commit to when he's going to make a debut or anything like that. So we'll see what ends up happening. But sad part is, I hope everything works out for Will Fuller, because it sounds like it's something, you know, personal that I'm sure he wasn't looking forward to dealing with. And the way Flo said it, that, you know, things happen in life that, you know, let me see the exact quote to read it for you guys, because I think I saw Barry Jackson he will respect Fuller's privacy by not revealing more. He said it came as a surprise and things arise in our lives suddenly. Fuller won't practice today or play Sunday, not injury related. You know, that's never know, man. Someone passed away in his family. Someone had a car accident. Someone got COVID and is sick in the hospital or whatever. Not that you can visit them, but maybe you can console the family, whatever it is. Something's going on, man. And the young man's going through some kind of an issue. Let's have some respect first, and let's wait till we actually find out what it is. You know, family is more important than football. I get it. Some of you out there are just Neanderthals. And you just want these people to be machines and not be human beings whatsoever and not have a life outside of football, not care about a family outside of football, not have any worries outside except giving you a W. Because, of course, if they're offsides on a field goal, we have to send them death threats. Right, because, you know, that's That's the mature way of handling a silly ass game. Really, it's just, you know, it's just pathetic. Come on, let's go, you know?